Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Barn find. You wanted to see us, Dr. Mason? Researcher Luna Valdez asked, her voice as composed as she could make it, and her hands clasped politely behind her back. Her seemingly ever-present security guard attaché, Joseph Gromwell, standing protectively at her side. Director Mason knew that if he ever put Luna in harm's way, Joseph would be the one he'd be answering to. Oliver Mason had been running the Dreadfort facility for as long as either Luna or Joseph could remember. He was supposedly over 100 years old and served in World War II, where he had allegedly killed a Nazi warlock. Paranormal means of life extension were a well-known perk of the higher echelons of their generation, and Director Mason seemed to favor small cobalt blue veils of anonymously effective Radithor that they occasionally seized on raids. Neither Luna nor Joseph were strangers to the man, but it couldn't be said that they were all that familiar with him either. He generally only interacted with those outside of his inner circle on an as-needed basis, which made them both more than a little nervous as they wondered what that need could be.
"That's right. I got a job for you two lovebirds," he said, his voice far from frail, but teetering on the brink of age.
He slid an ash-blue folder across his slate-black desk, its built-in soda computing hardware evidently not seen much use.
"How do you feel about getting off-site for a bit and doing some light field work? We got a cryptid encounter in some abandoned barn. Local law enforcement didn't turn anything up, so it's probably nothing. We just need to confirm it. All you have to do is drive out, do your thing, and come back. On the off chance you do find something, you fall back and wait for reinforcements. Simple enough, right?"
"Barn find, huh?" Joseph asked as he peered over Luna's shoulder while she read the dossier.
"I've had a few of those before. They're generally not capable of remaining covert in a more densely populated area, but aren't able to cut it in complete wilderness. If there's something there, it would have had a hard time hiding from even a couple of cops."
"Like I said, easy job. If there ever was anything there, you'll probably just be picking up the leftovers," Mason assured them.
"I don't see any red flags in this dossier. It seems like it should be something that we could handle."
Luna nodded.
"I'll take a field kit. We'll put on some light kit beneath our street clothing and grab a car from the motor pool."
"Make it an armored Suburban," Mason instructed. I want you to take that boy with you as well."
Luna and Joseph both fell silent, their eyes immediately shifting towards the director in quiet dismay.
"A-09 Gamma, you mean?" Luna asked hesitantly, despite fully knowing who he was referring to. You want us to take him off sight?
I knew it. You don't waste talent like us on milk runs.
Joseph grumbled.
You want Luna and I to guard him by ourselves with concealable gear?
His behavior thus far has been exemplary, and Dr. Valdez's own reports suggest he shows potential for field deployment.
The director replied.
This isn't Dameron. We don't keep kids locked up in solitary confinement just because they were unlucky enough to be born spoonbenders. Reggie's earned his privileges, and I think it's time we gave him a chance to earn some more. Keep him behind the partition there and back, only letting him out at the barn once you confirm there are no onlookers.
And if he bolts? Joseph demanded.
Then you bolt him down, Mason replied. I apologize if you think this task is beneath your skill level, but I need to know if we can trust him off sight, and as far as I'm concerned, this is a more productive use of your time than waiting around for a breach. Any further objections?
None, sir,
Luna said before Joseph had a chance to respond.
I've worked with Reggie for a while now, and I believe we've built up at least a bit of rapport. He deserves this chance, and I'm happy to be the one that gives it to him. If he ends up betraying our trust, then my assessment to him has obviously been deeply flawed, and you'll have my resignation.
The director gave a sort of snort at the offer.
You aren't getting out of here that easily, Luna, he said. Dismissed!
The ride had been silent and awkward so far. Joseph drove, with Luna sitting next to him in the passenger seat, with Reggie safely sealed away behind the mesh partition. When they glanced up in the rearview mirror, they usually saw him looking out the tinted windows. That was understandable enough, given how long it's been since he had been off sight. But Joseph had to suppress the urge to tell him to sit in the center and keep his head down. Not only did he not like the idea of anyone catching a glimpse of him, but he really didn't like Reggie having any geographical information that might aid him in a future escape attempt. When he looked up in the rearview mirror again, he saw Reggie's large, pale green eyes staring back at him from under the hood of his jacket.
So, this thing is a diesel hybrid?
He asked, his voice devoid of any actual curiosity.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
The armor adds a lot of weight, so we need to maximize fuel economy however we can.
Joseph replied flatly. His distrust and dislike of Reggie was...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It wasn't solely because of his paranormal status. He had been found skulking the streets of Sombermory after emerging from the town's crypto-chthonic Kunikoli, a subterranean nexus of interdimensional passageways that sprawled out across the plains of creation. Reggie claimed to have come from a post-apocalyptic world oversaturated in toxic pollutants,
with any survivors under the rule of a totalitarian techarchy. The Techarchan's experiments on him had been responsible for the extraordinary perception that had allowed him to find and navigate the Kunikoli, and were what made him an asset to the Dreadfort facility now. Aside from the fact that it sounded like the plot from a cheap young adult dystopian novel from the aughts, Reggie's account of his native reality often came across as vague or questionable. Combined with the fact that the facility's own medical exams of him had found little to no evidence that he had come from an exceptionally polluted hellscape, it was generally agreed that Reggie was being less than completely truthful with them. Clean bill of health or not, there was no denying that he looked sickly. He was wizened, gangly, and pallid, with sparse, colorless hair, sunken cheeks, and a jutting jaw. Our vehicles are also outfitted with a mobile carbon capture system, which we convert back into hydrocarbon fuel back at the base. Joseph continued. It's almost 50% efficient. Nothing paranormal, just slightly next-gen. If anyone asks, it's for environmental reasons, not because we need to budget for gas.
Where do you get your funding from anyway?
Reggie asked. An extropic cash booth we recovered from a haunted game show. The only limit to how much we could take out is how many qualified contendants we could find for it. Joseph replied, his matter-of-fact tone not changing in the slightest. Reggie wasn't sure if he was joking, and decided it wasn't worth it to ask. He tapped his knuckles against the tinted anti-ballistic glass, laminating his inability to smell fresh air.
My window doesn't open,
he complained.
Mine doesn't either,
Luna reassured him.
It's a standard security feature on all vehicles. Only the driver's side window rolls down for critical communication, pay tolls, show ID, stuff like that.
And get drive-thru? Reggie asked, a spark of hope coming into his voice.
If I behave, can we get drive-thru on the way back?
Absolutely not, Joseph said firmly. No non-essential stops with a paranormal in the vehicle.
They won't be able to see me. I'll even duck down just to be sure.
Reggie pleaded.
Please, I've been living off the facility's cafeteria food for... It's too risky, Reggie. Sorry.
Luna interrupted him. Cafeteria food's not good enough for you now? Joseph asked incredulously. Didn't you say that your reality was so polluted you couldn't even grow crops in greenhouses, and you were scraping microbial mats off the septic tanks and petroleum reservoirs for food?
Don't. Luna softly chastised him.
You honestly think our cafeteria food is worse than that? Joseph persisted. Airline food, maybe. I mean, what's the deal with airline food? But...
I said enough, Luna ordered firmly.
As Reggie didn't have a retort, only sheepishly averting his gaze back out the window, Joseph took it as a victory and let the matter drop.
The worn and weathered barn seemed enormous, if only because it was the biggest thing in the entire landscape. There wasn't a single speck of paint still clinging to its drab exterior, but it didn't look like it was on the verge of collapse just yet.
There's no one around for miles, and the public records confirm no one's owned this land in years. Joseph reported as he looked over to the readout on his dashboard.
How does that sensor work? Body heat?
Reggie asked, leaning forward curiously. We've got infrared, LIDAR, radar, sonar, all the regular state-of-the-art stuff, Joseph replied. On top of that, there is a pyrethothermometer. It measures ontological stability, ectoplasmic particulates, psionic emanations, and astral signatures, all of which are within baseline at the moment. Unfortunately, this thing's about as reliable as a tabloid horoscope, which is why you're here. Is your spidey sense going off, kid?
Reggie stared forward into the barn, focusing on it for a moment before replying.
Something that doesn't belong on this plane was here, but if it's still here now, it's dormant,
he said finally.
Good to know that we're not wasting our time then,
Luna said.
We'll do a solid sweep of the barn and the surrounding area. If it left anything behind, we'll bring it in.
Alright, Reggie, listen up. I'll be taking point, and you will stay behind me and in front of Luna at all times,
Joseph ordered. I've only got a concealed sidearm on me, so if anything goes sideways, we need to fall back to the vehicle immediately. Is that understood?
Yes, sir,
Reggie nodded.
All right, then. Let's move out,
Joseph ordered. The three of them closed the short distance to the barn quickly, Joseph entering a solid minute before them with his hand resting on his sidearm before shouting an all clear. At first glance, there didn't appear to be any place where something could be hiding, or any signs that anything larger than a barn owl had made the place its home.
Nothing in here is jumping out at me as a potential artifact,
Joseph said as he methodically swept his gaze around the barn in a 360-degree scan.
Are you picking anything up on that meter, Luna?
Arms are measuring between 72 and 78, so the veil's definitely weak here,
she reported as she moved her device around the decaying structure.
Ectoplasmic condensates are between 70 and 100.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
130 parts per million. Psionic emanations are low but variable. Doesn't appear to have a defined source, and are concentrated in the violent end of the spectrum. It could just be leaking through the weakened veil. We'll need to keep this site under observation to see if these readings level out. If they don't, the whole place will need to be cloistered. If nothing else, it'll be worth it to see if whatever left of these readings comes back. What about you, Reggie? Are you getting any visions of what was here?
When she looked up from her device, she saw that Reggie was standing still and staring up at the rafters at the top corner of the barn.
It's still here,
he said, standing firmly in place and not turning to look at her as the shadows in the barn inexplicably deepened.
And it sees us.
Joseph drew out his sidearm without hesitation, and just as quickly, it was smacked away by an invisible force, accompanied by a nearly infrasonic trilling and the reek of some odoriferous miasma.
Fuck! Fall back!
He ordered. They wasted no time sprinting towards the door, but before they could reach it,
Joseph and Luna each felt an invisible tentacle wrap around their legs and violently tug them backwards as it hoisted them off the ground.
"What is it? Is it a poltergeist?"
Joseph shouted as they were dangling back and forth from one end of the barn to another.
"A poltergeist would have shown up on the meter!"
Luna shouted back, struggling to be heard over the cacophony of the invisible creature's trilling.
"It must be a Dunwich class! Reggie, are you still down there?"
"I am," he shouted, having picked up Joseph's gun, which he now was pointing directly at the rafters. "Do you want me to shoot it?"
"No, you'll just hit one of us instead,"
Luna screamed as she was still being flung about.
"There's a weapons locker in the back of the SUV. Inside, there's a device called Armitage Armament. It looks like kind of an eldritch music box. You'll need to bring it in here. Joseph, throw him your keys."
Joseph wanted to object. If the fate of the world depended on it, protocol would have permitted him to entrust his vehicle and weapons cache to a friendly paranormally, but not just for their lives. The odds of Reggie taking the vehicle and running, and quite possibly a lot worse, were too high. They simply couldn't take the risk.
"I can't do that, Luna. My keys already fell out of my pocket,"
he announced as he unclipped the keys from his tactical pouch and let them fall to the ground. Reggie dove and caught them as they were falling, scrambling back to his feet and racing out of the barn.
"You know, if he doesn't come back, I'm getting a posthumous demotion for that, and those stay in effect if you come back from the dead. I've seen it happen,"
Joseph shouted.
"He'll come back,"
Luna said confidently.
"Why does this thing even let him go in the first place? And for that matter, why are we still alive?"
Joseph demanded.
"If we're no threat to it, it has no reason to kill us immediately,"
Luna explained.
"It might be trying to figure out if we're of any interest to it before it decides what to do with us. As for why it let Reggie go, I have no idea."
Reggie came running back into the barn, carrying a box of richly carved dark green wood that shimmered with a faint and eerie phosphorescence. The air around it was ever so slightly disturbed, and it produced a soft yet undeniable sound that one could never quite be sure wasn't the whispers of some dead and forgotten tongue.
"Okay, now Reggie, listen carefully,"
Luna shouted.
"To activate it, you just need to..."
"Kazakuris purum mararshi vag saran elknun vagarski jashi draknukusu hurugdu hagashursh,"
Reggie shouted, reading the strange inscriptions upon the box. As he spoke the incantation, the Armitage armament sprang to life, its inner mechanisms whirling as they casted the entire barn in an unearthly green pall that illuminated the entity that was hiding there. In the corner of the barn floated a quivering spherical creature covered in thick braided scales and jagged protrusions. Its diameter rhythmically fluctuated between 1 and 2 meters as it expanded and contracted. There was a singular orifice in its center, ringed with a pulsing flame, and a trio of impossibly long grasping tentacles that coiled through the air and had wrapped themselves around Luna and Joseph. The third tentacle, however, notably kept a wide berth from Reggie. Once the creature was exposed, the barely audible whispering from the box boomed to near deafening levels, screaming at the abomination in an equally abominable language. The creature immediately dropped its hostages to the ground and briefly became transparent as if it was trying to phase out of our reality. But the box held it firm. As it trembled in fear and confusion, it fell to the ground, its power drained from it,
its tentacles weakly flailing about as it succumbed to defeat. Luna grabbed the box from Reggie and placed it on the ground, gripping his hand and fleeing the barn as Joseph followed closely behind. The instant they reached the SUV, Joseph grabbed for the radio.
"Gromwell to Dreadfort! I have a plausible Dunwich class entity at my location. I repeat, I have a Dunwich class entity at my location. Requesting for immediate containment response team. Over," he said, before releasing the button and turning to look at Reggie.
"So, they taught you chaos glyphs in the post-apocalyptic bunker you crawled out of, did they?"
Reggie simply turned his gaze to the ground and refused to answer. A couple of hours later, the three of them were in adjacent quarantine cells in a mobile lab the size of a tour bus. Outside, a negative pressure tent had been set up around the barn and a security perimeter established further out. The entity would be studied and contained on site until they could agree on what to do with it, and the area for miles around would be thoroughly swept for any sign of paranormal activity. Since they had already been inspected and debriefed, the three of them had expected they would mostly be ignored until they were given the all clear to leave quarantine.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was a bit of a surprise then when the PVC curtain to the lab billowed open, and the person stepping through it wasn't a hazmat clawed containment specialist.
"Director Mason?" Luna asked.
"Oh, this is either very good or very bad," Joseph murmured. "Relax, Gromwell. You know I wouldn't be here if the preliminary team hadn't already ruled out any risk of contamination," Mason assured him. "Though, that did give me the opportunity to make a little detour on the way here."
He held up a bag of McDonald's takeout in front of Reggie's cell, dropping it in the access slot and pushing it through.
"Good job, kid."
"No McDonald's for us, sir?" Joseph asked mockingly.
"After failing to properly secure your vehicle's keys, you're damn right you ain't getting McDonald's," he replied with a knowing smirk.
"But we're clean, though,"
Luna asked hopefully.
"As far as anyone can tell, for whatever that's worth," Mason nodded. "You're stuck there for 24 hours, then on site for an additional 72 hours as a precaution, nothing more. And once you're out, you're going to work. We need as many hands as we can on this thing. I mean an actual, honest-to-God Dunwich class, in a barn no less. I guess its brother got mauled to death by a dog before he could make it back home. Lucky us."
"It's damn lucky we caught it before it got a chance to start terrorizing civilians, sir," Joseph reminded him. "True, but as the man sitting in the air-conditioned office, I thought that would be a bit insensitive to say to field agents," Mason explained.
"I'm sorry, you three. I honestly had no idea what you would find out here. Get some rest while you've got the chance. You've got a busy day tomorrow."
Mason warily pushed his way back through the PVC curtain,
and walked down to the mobile lab, the cool evening air gently greeting him as if there wasn't an eldritch abomination just 50 meters away. He hadn't even made his way down the steps when he was approached by an analyst with a rugged tablet in her hand.
Sir, I've already found the entity in the database that matches our cryptoid's appearance,
she said nervously, hesitantly pushing the tablet towards him.
You're going to want to take a look at this.
With a nod, he took the tablet and saw that the first image in the file was a stylized depiction of the creature on what looked like a vintage circus poster. It was trapped under the big top, illuminated by green spotlights that were presumably also keeping it in check. What was more concerning to the director was the female ringmaster waving her wand at the creature, her raven hair and violet eyes immediately recognizable.
"Damn it, Veronica," Mason sighed. "I taught you to clean up your messes better than this."
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.